welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Shauna Thompson, your host. Happy to be here today. Hey, you know what? I was kind of reading up a little bit about the atonement, you know, and how it kind of helps us to sort of move on. And Sister Burton gave this great talk in September of 2012 on faith in the atonement. And one of the things that I loved that she said was she likened the atonement to lowering a ladder into a pit, which gives you the means to climb out. But she says the Savior does more than just lowering a ladder. He comes down into the pit and helps you climb up. I love that. And I was thinking about this one time I was asked to prepare a talk on the atonement, and I was like, oh, just a little something like the atonement? Oh, awesome. That scares me so bad. And just a little subject like the atonement. And so I was thinking, how do I make it different and unique and for me and my own personality? And do I do the at-one-ment talk? I don't know. And so I just kind of started praying about it in sacrament meeting, actually. Well, praying and stressing out about it. I had 2 weeks to prepare for it. And I started listening to the sacrament hymn, and it just happened to be In Humility Our Savior that day. And, you know, the Spirit just kind of drew me to the words of it, and there were three parts that I decided to base my talk of the atonement on. The first in the song says, fill our hearts with sweet forgiving. And so I thought, okay, all right, I'm going to look for ways that I can be forgiving like the Savior. The second was, teach us tolerance and love. So I thought, all right, I can see a talk forming here. Teach us tolerance. How can I be more tolerant of those around me like the Savior? And then the third was, let our prayers find access to thee. And I thought, okay, I've got to bump up my prayers. I've got to be better and more prayerful, speaking with my Heavenly Father and really listening. And that's kind of how my talk on the atonement came about, was listening to the hymns that day, partaking of the sacrament, and realizing, okay, this ordinance that you're partaking of right now has everything to do. That's the atonement. So start thinking about those three different ways that you can look at the atonement. And then I would just write every day for 2 weeks about how the atonement affected my life on a day-to-day basis. Not big and huge like I was making it out in my mind to be, but taking it down, putting it in my heart, making it more personal, not smaller, because there's nothing small about the atonement, but making it more personal for me and seeing how the atonement affects me on a day-to-day basis, and then implementing those three things into my life as the Savior lived. It was awesome. Oh, I don't know if the talk was awesome, but it felt awesome. And it was a wonderful way that Heavenly Father answered my prayers to know how to make the atonement talk for me personal. And I hope it resonated with the people who were listening. Well, hey, I've got a great guest in here right now, Sean Cannon.
How's
I'm so glad that you joined us. He just barely came in from LA to hang out with us for a little bit. I have been listening to his songs, and I'm a new fan. You got me. You got me. I'm listening to his songs, checking him out on YouTube. And you've kind of got this unique thing going because you play piano and keyboards, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you also do a mix. I mean, you do the Spanish thing and you do the English thing, which is awesome. Where does that come from?
Obviously, I served a mission. Yeah. I served in Peru, so I learned Spanish, and I felt like it'd be kind of a cool thing to tie that in with everything else I'm doing. I mean, it made such an impact on my life, so why not sing about it?
I love that. Now, you've created two songs specifically to record for the Mormon Channel?
Right.
Yeah? Okay, the first one's called See You on the Other Side.
See You on the Other Side.
Okay, is that about what I think it is?
Yeah. Afterlife. Definitely an afterlife song about the loved ones that you lose in this life. And it's like, it's sad, but it's not sad in the sense that I'll never see you again, kind of sad.
Sweet sad, maybe?
It's got the bitter sweetness of it, mm-hmm. like, I'll see you again, you know? Yeah. And it's like, you're going to be back in my life one day. So, you know, I mean, it's really sad that you're not here now, and
sure.
it's tearing me apart that you're not here now, but I'll see you on the other side, and you're going to be back in my life again.
So you leave it with hope. You
right.
leave the listener with hope. Love it. And then the other one's called Lift Off the Ground.
Lift Off the Ground, which, that one is a more personal song, because
mm-hmm.
I haven't really lost any loved ones yet. I kind of wanted to just relate to that. But
sure.
Lift Off the Ground, you know, that one is, it's talking about leaving your past sins, your past mistakes behind. I realize that I have to forgive myself and I have to stop making these mistakes if I'm still making them. But for the most part, I just have to let it all go. The past is in the past. I learn from it, but I have to enjoy the present. One thing we were talking about before is that talk by Elder Uchtdorf that said, you know, a lot of people when they're on their deathbed,
yeah.
they regret not letting themselves be happier.
Yeah.
And I mean, I feel that same way. I mean, that's the hardest thing to just say. I mean, it's so easy to focus on all the things that make us stressed out, all our problems. Like
absolutely.
We got this dramatic thing happening, or we're not quite there yet. We owe money to that, or who knows, whatever it is. Like, no matter what your predicament is, you should still find something about your life that you can be satisfied, you know, satisfied with or content with.
And happiness. Find some joy.
Happiness and joy. And I mean, the best way to do that, I mean, if you're repenting of your sins and if you're clean, you know, I mean, that's the best thing that you can be happy about.
And it's a, don't you think it's a skill? It's a skill that you have to learn. You have to give yourself to be able to let go.
Right.
Set it aside, compartmentalize it, and then just enjoy the moment and enjoy the joy and find out, you know, count your blessings and all of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's I had the hardest time with tithing for the longest time because tithing, I was always told that, you know, you'd be blessed, you know, financially, temporarily, things like that. Mm-hmm. And I paid tithing for so long and I never saw those kind of blessings. So, I mean, I couldn't see them. And
sure.
I had the just the completely wrong perspective on tithing. It's not like I was paying for the blessings, which is the wrong idea.
That's a really good way to think about it. Yeah, I never thought about that
you
before.
You can't when you pay tithing, you're paying tithing because it's not your money.
Yeah. It's the intent of your heart.
Right.
Well, I wanted to ask you, I mean, I as an artist myself, I'm always interested in, you know, conversing with other artists and finding out what it's like to be LDS and stay LDS in this industry.
Right. Yeah, it's not easy. One thing I've noticed is that if you say from the very beginning that you're LDS, or even if you don't even say that, but you just say, I don't drink, you know, I'm waiting until marriage, I'm doing whatever you want to just say in the beginning, they remember those things. And then if you break those things, it's a shock to them. It's like, but I thought you were, wait.
Yeah. They're always watching.
Right. It's all about,
you put
like,
yourself under a microscope, don't you think, at that point, when you put those things out there?
You definitely do, especially when you're in the public eye.
Yeah.
You know, right now, I posted last Sunday a picture of Jesus and the Samaritan woman to let people know I am Christian.
Yeah, absolutely. And so through all of this experience that you've had now, you know, and you were telling me earlier on that you'd gone to L.A. once, maybe not had the best experience. Now you're back and you're smarter, wiser, older, all of those things. You know what to do, more business minded.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Like, what is your goal here?
Well, I mean, I guess it kind of goes in levels. The overall broadest goal is I want to inspire people. Mm-hmm. And that's whether I sing it or I write it for somebody else to sing, or it's, you know, whether it's in a movie, whether it's on the radio. I'm not really pushing too hard for the radio because radio is very formulaic.
I was wondering about that. Yeah, I was wondering.
They're very methodical, formulaic. I don't fit the formula, and I kind of do that by choice. I think YouTube provides a new outlet.
Thank heaven for social media, right?
Yeah.
I mean, 20 years ago, you wouldn't be doing.
Right.
It wouldn't work out like this.
Oh,
you'd
totally
have to be
not.
Auditioning, sending out demo reels and all kinds of stuff. And yeah.
Oh, I mean, I can post a video on YouTube and it could be as artistic as I want it to be, as inspirational as I want it to be, and there's an audience for it.
People are thirsty.
Right.
For something.
Oh, definitely.
Something.
It's lacking in the industry right now.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's really starving for anything that they can latch onto that's inspirational.
Light. Yeah.
And so when I sing a song like If You Save Me, and that one is one that everybody, when they listen to it, that's their words. They're like, this song is inspirational. It just picked me up today.
True.
I mean, I've got a few of those kind of songs where they say, I listen to this every morning and it puts me in a good mood. And there's people who will say, I was in a really bad mood today until I listened to your song. And I mean, that's kind of the effect I want on people. And as I'm going around and interacting with, I mostly interact with high school kids. Mm-hmm. I have the one-on-one chance to actually inspire them, you know, personally. Try to be a role model, you know. And that's
they don't have a lot of role models.
No,
that age.
Only a couple. And I mean, most of the sports athletic guys. I mean, there's a few of those kind of people who do have standards. And people, I mean, you look at how much press Tebow got for just being outspoken about praying.
Yep.
And it's amazing. People love that kind of stuff. They want to see it. And they want to see that it's genuine. You can't just be like, I'm praying just because I like, you know, you guys liked it.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be really obvious that you really believe it. And they see that when they meet you in person. And you really like, I meet the kids and I meet their parents. And the parents are always a little bit wary and skeptical. And then they meet and they're like, oh, this guy's for real. And then they go off and they tell all their friends about me. And that's kind of that's the way to do it. You know, it's
that's
amazing.
The only way, as far as I'm concerned. I need people to be real with me.
Oh, you
know? And I know I'm not alone. I need genuine people. And I like to hear about their flaws. And I like to hear how they overcome things. And that resonates with me. And I don't think I'm the only one.
No, I think everybody kind of falls in that category.
I think you're so lucky. You're just lucky to be able to have a format, to be able to take your life experiences, your struggles, your hopes, all of those things, and put them into music that can have a positive effect. I'm so glad you joined me.
Oh, yeah, today. Likewise.
Thank you for flying in. It's so great to meet you. And again,
you
just check him out on
Thanks,
YouTube.
Shana.
Yeah, thank you for joining me. Okay, and I just wanted to say, I know we started out talking about the atonement. I'm just really, really grateful. I'm grateful for people like Sean who are out there saying, okay, this is who I am, and this is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I'm going to put it out there for you in my way, and I hope you feel it. And I'm very, very, very grateful to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and be able to witness and testify that his gospel is absolutely true. And so, you know what? If you want to say anything, you got any comments or anything that you'd like to say to any of us, you know, join us on Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org and make a comment. We always love to hear what you have to say. So we'll go out with one of Sean's songs today, See You on the Other Side, featuring Sean Cannon. So we hope you enjoy it and have a wonderful day.
I want to say I'm sorry. I want to say I love you. I want to say don't worry about me now. But you're not around for me to say. Words are like an echo, more than just a memory. Sorrows are to let go of the past. Live a life that's worthy of your name. I'll take what I've been given, even though I'm missing you. I'll see you on the other side. What you told me, I wonder what would you do if you were here. If only you were sitting in my place. You always had the answer. Could you give me one more? Do I have a chance to redeem myself so I can once again see your face? I know that I'm not perfect. I promise you I'm working hard. See you on the other side. Say I love you. Wanna say don't worry about me now. But you're not around for me to say. I see you on the other side.